We're going to continue with all the learning from Reb Matl, pages Hakdamah to Teres Baal Shem. But I saw this last night, and I said, we have to do it. I had a cheshek to do this with you, because it's a perfect example of the mabat, of the perspective of the Talmid Baal Shem. We'll be talking for the past few weeks before Yom Tov, we were talking about the difference between Shitas Achsidus and Shitas Amusar. Not that Achsidus Chalil in any way disagrees with the Derech Amusar. It's a question or an issue of where the emphasis is placed. Of how to look at the same Mitzias with the eyes of the Baal Shem Tov, or the eyes of the Tzaddik and the Baalei Hamusar. We were talking about that for a few weeks. And last night I was looking for something else. This happens very often. And the Shefa Chaim fell down on the shelf. And my father always taught me that when that happens, that you should learn the Sefer. So I opened up to Vayichi, and I learned this, and I said, oh, I have to share this with the Chavayim. This is Mamash what we're talking about. And here we have, from one of the great tzaddikim of our times, from the close of Bugger Regbi, Schus Yalenu, I was zeiche to see many times. My father was zeiche to see it in Europe and in the after the war in the DP camps. We don't have time to do the entire Torah. He gave Chumash Rashi Shiurim every week. I was also zeiche to be twice at the Shiurim. Yaakov Avinu was gathering together the Shiftei Kar, the Shvatim, before he left the world. And you know that Nistalka Mimena Shechina. He wanted to be Megala the Kates, to reveal the end. But Nistalka Mimena Shechina, but he lost contact with the Shechina. Now, when we learn this little piece from the Klausenberger, we could have in mind all the things that are going on now in Klal Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, and all the noise that we're hearing from different places and different people, and the taste of the sweetness of the Derech HaBaal Shem from a tzaddik who was in our time. So this is a dugma of what we're learning, and then Mitzvah next week we'll go back to the pages where Reb Matl continues the difference between the Chiddush and the Derech HaBaal Shem, Lagabi understanding Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's what we're up to. Mikan teichach, teichach z'magulu la'ilu mavakshem lamed choyva al b'nei Yisrael. From this whole parasha of Yaakov Avinu with his sons, and what happened before he died, we have a teichach magula, open admonishment to those who are seeking chas v'shalom to say bad things about Jews. L'lamid choyva al b'nei Yisrael. D'haloi onu nimtsoim kvar l'malam yutes meyos shonam begolus amar hazeh. The Rebbe says that it's already more than 1900 years that we're in this bitter galus. Ukvar omad aleinu ish tsar v'oyev harosha hitli yimach shamay. And we've suffered through our enemy, Hitler Yamach Shamai. You know, the Rebbe lost 11 children, his whole family. V'hichriv kehilais shleimais miyisrael. And he destroyed complete communities. He destroyed Kehilos Yisrael. Harag milyone Yehudim. He killed millions of Jews. Anoshim, Noshim, Vetaf. Vitinoike Shobes Rabban. Men, women, and children. Little children in Cheder. Vach ma'at mizeer. Noisu she'iris apleita. Only a tiny little amount have remained she'iris apleita from the Chorban. Vadain oisa yetzahar merakid beinenu. And we still find the same Yetzahar dancing amongst us, lekalel ulgadev es Yisrael, to curse and to blaspheme, to say terrible things about Jews. Ha'afilu asamach mem ba'atzmai. Listen to these words. I had such a hysterics from this. He says, even the samach mem, even the satan himself, even the Satan is embarrassed by what he did to us. He doesn't even dare to open his mouth to say anything else about us after what happened during the war. How is it possible that there are still Jews in the world? How's it possible? That in the hearts of these people, how's it possible for Jews to say bad things about other Jews and not to have a feeling of rachmanis al Yisrael Kedoshim at this point after all that's happened? And who could say bad things after all of this galus that we've been in? V'em dvuyim eschufim ben ha'amim, tormented, miserable, tortured among the nations. Royim b'chush shel nilka chadas v'seichal yoshim ne'odah. We see b'chush. It's clear and it's obvious that all seichal and das, Hadas v'sechel ha'yoshim le'yodim, has been taken. L'chein enim yoidim is derech ha'emes ve'ezu derech yishkoin or. Therefore, people don't understand the way of truth. Ve'ezu derech yishkoin or, and where light truly resides. In other words, how to evaluate Jews who are not doing the right thing. How to look at Jews who, in our times, are not living up to the Baruch Shalom's expectations. Even if you've come to that conclusion, and even if you have very, very great proof, and it's obvious, still, how does one look at the matzav? How does one look at the matzav? So the Klausberger says, "Ha'im b'zmanenu tzurichim letzadikim amalitzi oishik harav ha'kodesh m'rabedichiv schus chilein." In our times, do we really need tzaddikim like the Baditshever to come to be Melech Yosha? You know, the Baditshever was famous. He couldn't see bad in Jews. He said, do we really need in our times a Baditshever? Sheyoimu shekvar daiva haisis avalnu begolus amar hazeh, to say that Jews already have suffered enough in this golus. V'shein tzvichim oit shenis churban v'ashchosis oylam, and that we don't need to suffer any more churban and any more destruction. Listen what he says. Hello, kol mi shalacha. We're talking about now where you can go in there, so you can see signs on mikvahs that call other Jews Nazis and call Jews Yevanim. And it became rogel b'fi. It became something that's come in the mouths of Jews that are shomer mitzvahs to speak about other Jews, even Jews who are shomer mitzvahs. That it wasn't a long time ago where there was a certain Svadish Rosh Hashiva that spoke about from Jews. That spoke about from Jews, from the Misnachlim. Spoke about them in such a way. Spoke about the Mizrahi Jews in such a way. Ki'ilu the Chalila Rishayim and Apikarsim and Shkosim. Spoke in such a way. Hashem Yirachim. Hashem should forgive him. poverty causes a person to lose, the poverty can cause people to lose their minds. But the Rebbe says like this, Hello, kol mi shalacha golus haruch adayin yodea shehu Yehudi. Anybody who, after all of the golus that we've been in, after all these years of golus, any Jew who still knows that he's a Jew, v'hu nirak tzas ki Yehudi, and he looks a little bit like a Jew, u'mespalel ma'at kifi yecholto, and he still tries to daven a little bit as much as he can, v'oichel ma shehu choshev shehu kosher, and he tries to eat what he thinks is kosher, v'shoymes Shabbos kifi havanoso v'hasagoso, and he tries to keep Shabbos according to his understanding of what Shabbos is. Gam hu b'chlal Yisrael yichuna, he certainly is part of Klal Yisrael. V'gam hu yivarech b'sarech Klal Yisrael, and he's benched and he's blessed among all Jews. Kein hayaderech kol tzaddikim hakadoshim, and this was the way of all the tzaddikim hakadoshim who went in the way of the derech Baal Shem. Lo'ira ulalamid schus, to constantly be mo'ira and to be malamid schus. V'hayiliba mole rachmim afilu ala p'chusim b'yoyzer. And the hearts of the tzaddikim was filled with rachmim, even on the lowest Jews, lower than the ones he's just talking about, even on the lowest Jews. K'moy shematzinu, we see this by the tzaddikim, the Yirmiyahu Hanavi. Shalach asher chiyach es b'nei Yisrael akol avanei yisrael. Now, throughout all of the years leading up to the Churban, there was nobody like Yirmiyahu Hanavi who was screaming and yelling. Screaming and yelling. And telling us what miserable Rishoyim we are, and how we're doing all these terrible things, and how we're going to bring the Churban. Yirmiyahu Hanavi, the whole Sefer Yirmiyahu. The Navi screaming at us. Harik sheyotzu begolus, but then after the golus took place, after the Churban took place, and we went into golus. And you know, the Nebuchadnezzar allowed Yirmiyahu Hanavi to come and to go as he pleased. That when Yirmiyahu Hanavi, Chazal tells us that when Yirmiyahu Hanavi, when he was going there, he found the chopped off fingers of Jews. Hagoylem is goylem barach, rolling in the dirt. He lifted up these pieces of these mutilated hands and he was kissing them. He was crying. These weren't Jews that were davening a little bit and Shemesh Shabbos. They were Oiv Devet Azara. Yirmiyahu was screaming at Jews being Oiv Devet Azara. V'chotu b'chol ha'averus ha'chamurais. And these were Jews who were guilty of worse averis than taking away funding from the yeshivas. Ashi oiv devat azor v'chotu b'chol ha'averus ha'chamurais. Ki yoda sheb'emes ein litlois ha'ashma b'nei Yisrael v'yoshem nidchu acha mesisim, because the Navi knew that be'emes in the deepest way, you can't blame b'nei Yisrael. V'yoshem nidchu acha mesisim. They were drawn after bad things, and those who were pulling them away. And even their fathers and grandfathers were already starting to do these averus and doing these averus. And therefore the same Novi who was screaming and yelling at them, once the Churban happened, and once Golos started, he was kissing their fingers and crying, and being melamed schus. Militzis Yoshev is schus, Bamaslos, Shoinis, trying to find all kinds of explanations and rationales for their behavior. Ubocho bikesh rachmi malayim, and he was begging Hashem to rachmanis on them. Kazois mitzino gambi geres taiman. And we see this also by the famous letter, the geres taiman of the Rambam. Hanitfos beharambam. Shekos v'lechazik es Yisrael, that he wrote the letter to the Jews of Taiman, to be mechazik them. It's a whole Indian there of a phony Mashiach. And he wrote a letter to be mechazik them, what they were going through. And there the Rambam cries about all the tzaras that the Jews of Yemen were going through. HaMegiyos Manasseh, and in that letter the Rambam cries about the news that he heard of the tsaros that was taking place, af la'elu sheyotzu l'shmat, that the Jews who went and converted. And the Rambam was crying over the tsaros, the suffering of those Jews who had converted. Achapon l'maris ayin, that they went, they were afraid of, they didn't have the koiches to dial Kiddush Hashem, and they went and they converted at least l'maris ayin to at least to give the impression to the goyim that they were converting, which according to the Rambam is of course also. La halacha, what they did was also. And these Jews who were not strong enough to withstand the nisayin of Kiddush Hashem, who the Rambam la halacha says were over on the mitzvah say of nigdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. And yet the Rambam cries about the matzah of the suffering of these Jews. She wrote for my son that they're being persecuted. They're being beaten and humiliated. Gam ha'abar b'nel, koinen b'shaita l'hatzara sh'oivim ha'anusim sh'nesharu b'svart. And the Barbanel also, at the time of the expulsion from Spain, where again there were Jews that didn't have the courage, and they gave in, and they converted, they were the anusim. The Barbanel also cries about what they were going through, even though, as you know, that the whole inyan of the Barbanel was to stand up to this nisayin, and that the Jews have to be strong to be mechazik them. To be mekayim mitzvah v'nigdashti. Actually, also kerubam shel bnei Yisrael shemosu nafshem al yehadusam al kiddush Hashem. Even though the Jews who remained and converted the anusim did not do what they were supposed to do, like most of the other Jews who either died, or shagolu misfard, or they left Spain. Shehem loy omdu minisayin lekadosh shem shemayim berab. These were Jews who did not. Who are not able to be strong enough to withstand the nisayin, to mekadesh shem shemayim berab. V'rotzu lehishoyer ben hagoyim. And instead they decided to remain among the goyim, these Jews. V'snagu klape chutz, and at least on the outside, they behaved kegoya ha'arotzes. They tried on the outside to give the impression that they were sincere converts to Christianity. V'mikomakom, nevertheless, the Abarbanel cries a lot of all the tsaros that these Jews were going through. This was always the way of the true tzaddikim, the kedoshim. As we find over and over in the Sforim of the Talmidei Baal Shem, Baal Shem Tov HaTorah, Likut Moran, and so on in many places. Shafilo al Rosh Hashibi Yisrael. I feel our Rosh Hashibi Yisrael. No one's saying, Chalila, that it's a good thing what's happening in Eretz Yisrael. And no one's saying that all the people in the government are tzaddikim and they have the best intentions. But the lashonis that are being used and the way people are talking about other Jews from both sides, the way you have among the chilonim, among non-religious Jews, speaking about Jews that are oivdei Hashem and that are learning Torah and so on, the diburim that we hear coming from Jews who are shomrei Torah and mitzvahs, the way they're speaking about other Jews who don't sof kol sof, who don't want to pay for something that they don't believe in, which as much as it upsets me and as much as it's hurting the yeshivas, where does it say that those Jews are chayv to pay for them to learn Torah? What mitzvah of the Torah that these Jews themselves don't obey, they don't necessarily believe in, obligates them to give 290 million instead of 450 million? Which I don't understand how that causes Jews to be called Nazis and Apikorsim and Rishoyim and Yevonim. I don't understand. If someone could explain to me, I don't understand how that makes a person into an apikurus. Shafila Rosh should be Yisrael, that it was Davka always the way of the Talmud Yabal Shem. Shafila Rosh should be Yisrael even on a Rosh. Sarach Lamed Schus, Lolodaber, Elohim Sar. To try to Lamed Schus and not to speak in such a way. Hein Emes, the Rebbe says that of course. Shemi Idach Giyisah, that on the other hand. Yeish Lizar Ma'oich, Lelischar Bechash Hashem, Loise Rashem. Of course we have to be careful not to join together with these people who are doing terrible things. Who are Mechalei Shabbos, Leichel Neves, and Treifus, and they're making all kinds of Xeris against Limud HaTorah. Of course, we don't not Mischar B'chas Hashem L'Esei Resha, but we'll harzik b'maseim, or to support what they're doing, or to in any way to try to say that what they're doing is right. We have to be careful. There's a certain derech that we have to follow on, and we have to be careful not to be mischaber, not to connect ourselves and to join together with people doing these things. Therefore, the Klausenberger says we have to take the center, the middle way, which is the way of the Torah and the way of truth. Not to go all the way to the right, not to go all the way to the left, which means what? The way that tzaddikim was always to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to open the eyes of the Rishayim, to open their eyes, to help them understand. That Hashem should teach those who are making a mistake that they should be taught to go in the right way. That Hashem should have rachmanis on these Jews. Vitlam koyach v'das loshu l'derech ha'yoshev. They should have the koyach and the das and the understanding and the intelligence to return to the derech ha'yoshev. Al zemar akosuf hecheich tochiach es amisacha, where the Torah tells us the mitzvah of hechocha of teichecha, which is to rebuke and to admonish, b'leisiso lov chait. But don't bear upon him sin. Of course, the Rishonim will talk about that means b'leisiso lov chait. Even though, of course, we have to tell these people that what they're doing is wrong. Of course, we have to show them that it's wrong. And we have to try to show them and to teach them the way which is Derech Hashem. And to say that this is not the right way. Ach mikomokom al tagdil v'al tarbus achet yoiser mimashehu. Don't make the chet greater than what it is. V'leisisa lov chet. Don't magnify the chet. Don't make the chet more than what it is. It's bad enough that they're doing something that's wrong. Don't make the chet greater. Mimashehu v'al talamad lov chayven. Don't try to be. Don't say things to milamad lov chayven. Adirabit to milamad schus on Jews. When you see a Jew who's nichshol b'dvar aveir, tzrichim l'smali rachmim alav, not spitting and yelling and cursing, tzrichim l'smali rachmim alav. Of course, it's only a miut shav a miut of people that are doing these things, but it needs to be understood, and that's why it's so important to hear from the words of a tzaddik who lived this way and who went through all that he went through. Tzichim l'smali rachim alav. Kenu darkei shel tzaddik. This is always the way of the tzaddik. The kashu hu roye echad she'ovra aveira. That when he sees, when the tzaddik sees that there's a Jew who's ovra aveira, hari lokech sefer tilum. He takes a sefer tilum. And he cries before Hashem. To try to be Moir Rachim, to say, Master of the Universe, why are you allowing this Jew to get so caught up in the Ruach Tumah? Why don't you have Rachmanis on this Jew? Hashem is Baruch, why are you allowing the Yetzar and the Koiches of Tumah to become so strong in the world? That Jews shouldn't see how important Limud HaTorah is. Hayat Rabbanu Shalom Kol Yochel. Rabbanu Shalom, you could do anything. Ubiyodcha lahachlis shalavachlis karechas sitrach. And you have the strength, Rabbanu Shalom, to be mavatal, to weaken and to remove the koyach, the strength of the other side of the sitrach. K'mo she'et seisis b'nei Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim. Gam k'shahayu b'shval ha-matzav. You took us out of Mitzrayim from the lowest place. V'asar shal yam kitrig leim shem oiv ravad azara. The sar shal yam by the yamsuf was saying that there were Jews that oiv ravad azara. Halolo oiv ravad azara, halolo oiv ravad azara. There were mamish oiv ravad azara. Like you're not passing laws that are hurting your pocket. Mamish oiv ravad azara. The tzaddikim are always crying. Rabbi Shalom, why are you being silent? Why are you allowing the koiches of tumah to confuse these Jews? And to cause them to chalila be removed from the world. The tzaddik is always begging Hashem she yismali rachamim. The yeshia isam that Hashem's book should be filled with rachamim. And he should bring a Yeshua to these Rishoyim. V'ilam et toyim bina, that Hashem should teach them the right way. The kolal afis atzmaim achoitim v'apoyishim v'pakashoso. And the way the tzaddikim was always to include themselves among the Rishoyim. That's how the tzaddikim always spoke. When you see the svarim from the tzaddikim, they always call themselves the biggest. That it's because of me, I'm supposed to be a leader of the generation. And it's because of me, these Jews are doing these things. Not to always point the finger at everybody else. But the tzaddikim always call us atzmoy, the tzaddik. Im achoytim apoyshim, he would look at himself and see himself as responsible for the choytim and poyshim. Bebakashoso, when he would ask him, beg Hashem, Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha, v'karveinu makeinu l'avadasecha, v'achzivenu b'shuva shleim l'fanecha. So what's wrong with us, that if our brothers and sisters are so far from Torah, and our brothers and sisters are so far from Torah that they don't appreciate Limud HaTorah, then it means something is wrong with us. And the tzaddikim will always include themselves and cry, Hashiveinu Avinu, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasam. Rabbi Shalom, we don't feel enough about the Torah. If we would value the Torah so much, our brothers and sisters would also value it. We don't feel how precious the Torah is. And don't you think that the Jews in Eretz Yisrael are not from? Don't you think when they see Jews walking around in Yerushalayim and in Bnei Brak at 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, thousands of adult men walking around with shopping bags or walking little kids around to school, don't you think they're thinking, why aren't they learning? What happened to Limud HaTorah? I've heard that question from people who are not from. What are all these people doing over here? Why aren't they sitting in the Beis Medrash? Or if somebody walks into a yeshiva and the seder of the yeshiva starts at 9 o'clock and you walk into the seder at 9 o'clock and two-thirds of the Beis Medrash is empty. So to point fingers at all the Jews that are not from, that didn't learn, that don't understand. What about ourselves? And the tzaddikim would always include themselves. They would always see themselves as being responsible. Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha, v'karveinu malkeinu l'avadasecha. That if our davening would be heartsig, would be with all of our hearts, that it would be more other Jews to daven also. It's the easiest thing to yell about everybody else. Everybody else is a Rosh, everybody's a Paishen, a Chaitai. What did you look at on your computer, Mr. Tzaddik? What did you look at on your computer before you talk about everybody else being Rishayim and Paishim and Chaitim? Not Chaitim, Chaitim. Before, what did you look at? What do you think about? How do you talk to your wife? How do you treat your children? How are you mechabit Shabbos? By screaming about other people who are mechal Shabbos? How are you mechabit Shabbos? Hainu shemavakeh shenuchal kolonu lachzu b'shuvah shleimah. The tzaddikim always crying that we should all be zeichet to do tshuva. And if we and if we'll do tshuva, it'll be more our brothers and sisters to do tshuva. Zo derech ha'emes. This is the derech ha'emes. Be'inyin ha'isyachasus al ha'rishoyim, the way that we're supposed to relate to the rishoyim, be'ahava u'bechemla, with love and compassion. Be'ahava u'bechemla. Not to be mischaber to them. Not saying that to be best friends necessarily. And to be careful. Of course you have to be careful. But be'ahavu b'chemla. Kivishiro eitzel ha-tzadikim ha-kadoshim. As we always found by the true tzadikim. K'moshim etzinu v'yehav Yitzchak is Esav kitzayit b'fiv. The Yitzchak loved Esav kitzayit b'fiv. So everybody's trying to, everybody's going crazy. How could it be the Yitzchak loved Esav? How could it be the Yitzchak loved Esav? What's the matter? Yitzchak didn't see. Just because he didn't have eyesight, that means he couldn't see. Yitzchak didn't see what Esav was doing. Yitzchak didn't know what Esav was doing. And everybody's wondering about this. How could it be that Yitzchak loved Esav? You see what the Klozmer Rebbe is saying? And this is the Derech HaEmes, the Derech HaBal Shem. What do you mean, how did he love Esav? Hainu shemotza b'nekuda toiv achas. He knew exactly what was wrong with Esav. But he loved him. That wasn't a fault of Yitzchak that he loved him. And what could he see in Esav that was good? Shemotza b'nekuda toiv achas. As shehut tzad tzayit v'oyslai matam. He was trying to be mechabed his father. He wanted to go hunting. To be mechabed his father. To bring him something nice to eat. He saw in him a good nekuda. That he wants to go bring his father something. Kitzayit b'fiv. V'alken kfar oha v'oyslai. And that nekuda toiva in Esav was already enough that his father should love him. V'choshe b'dayto, when Yitzchak Avin used to think, ulay im yamshich alav habrachas, maybe if I bench him enough, maybe if I give him enough brachas, and I bring down from Shemayim, somehow I'm able to schlep down from Shemayim some good things for him. Yoshu b'tshuva shleima. Maybe he'll take it, turn out to do, he'll do tshuva. Not to put a sign on the wall in Yerushalayim, Esav HaRosha. Yam Shechel of HaBrachas, Yoshu B'tshuva Shleima. This was the way of Rabbi Levine and these tzaddikim who lived in this truth of the way of the tzaddikim. V'loi limad olav chayva. Yitzchak knew what was wrong with Esav, but v'loy limdal of chayva. He wanted to be mechazik in the kuda toiva, and v'yehav, and he tried to pour his love on Esav, and to see what's good in Esav, and to bring out what's good in him, and to be mamshel all kinds of brachas that maybe through that Esav will be that Esav will come back. Gam kasha lokach Yaakov is a brachas himeno. And even when Yaakov took the brachas from Esav, hari kasha rak zoak Esav zoak gedoy lemorim yad nichmu rachma Yitzchak uberchas hayshenis. And then Esav comes in. Oi, what happened? Your brother took the brachas. Gam baruchia. Esav is screaming and crying. So Yitzchak could have said, "Hey, Russia, what are you hacking me with? You get out of here." That's not what happened. That's what would happen now. That's not what happened then. Nichmu miyad, nichmu rachma Yitzchak alav. Fakir, Yitzchak was filled with rachmanis. Ubirchai say shenis again, another bracha. Ubavade shakalamamim b'teres moishu. Anybody who believes in teres moishu, umamim b'kedushasu she Yitzchak avinu, and believes in the kedush of Yitzchak avinu, lo yale b'dayte loyim she'osa ken machmas rachmi hovel aben. Just because what, Yitzchak avinu lost it? Yitzchak Avinu is Gvura. He doesn't lose it. He just lost control of his emotions. Yitzchak Avinu. Elisha Zois, he derech ha'emes v'derech ha'tayr. Yitzchak Avinu had a shita. He didn't lose anything. The shita of Yagoylu rachamecha al midaysecha. V'tisnaeg in the Baruch Shem should go with his children in v'midas ha'rachamim. Elisha Zois, he derech ha'emes v'derech ha'tayr. It wasn't that Yitzchak Avinu made a mistake and his emotions got control of him. And he felt bad. He had rachmanis tam like this. It was derech ha'emes v'derech ha'tayr. V'atayr hi teres chayim. And the Torah is a teres chayim. U'mimena toitzor is chayim. And from there we learn the way of true life. Lilmoit eich tzarech odem yisrael lesnai, to teach us how a Jew should behave. The next page, on the other side. And Timlam is chus, even on the Rishon. Zeh Shomer Yaakov, and that's in this parasha. I mean, it's only a piece of this whole Torah. Zeh Shomer Yaakov, he kovsu, Yaakov says, he kovsu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov. He says, he kovsu, gather together and listen, b'nei Yaakov. Haynu shebnei Yisrael yisku liikovetz migalusa. All Yaakov would want is the bnei Yisrael to be desired to come back from Golus. He kovsu. V'lishmoya kol mevaser, and the Jews should be able to finally hear the kol mevaser, to hear Eliyahu Novi Mashiach. Afilu kasheyu b'shval hamadrega b'bechinas bnei Yaakov. He doesn't call them bnei Yisrael; he calls them bnei Yaakov. And bnei Yaakov means when we're on the low madrega, Akiv, the heel, when Jews are in the lowest place. He comes to v'shimu bnei Yaakov, doesn't say bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yaakov. Kekadosh Baruch Hu yoy medayoy la'ovel sheyamad bi'avoloi, be'evloi. The Baruch Shalom will say, enough, it's enough suffering for the ovel. He's been mourning, the Jewish people have already been in avelus long enough. And like that, like the sheet on the Gemara, whether we do tshuva or we don't do tshuva, that we should be zeichet for gula. He kovsu, that we should come back together with kibbutz golius, with Mashiach, even though it's bnei Yaakov, even though we're not on a high madrega, even though there are many Jews who are low, low, low. Or like the Oiv Yisrael he brings earlier here in the parasha, he brings from the Oiv Yisrael from the Abder Rav. The Abder Rav was describing what's it going to be like. He brings from the Abder Rav that he asked, Abder Rav asked to see with his Ruach HaKodesh, to see Dor Shel Mashiach, to see our generation. And they showed from Shemayim, this is the beginning of this Torah. And they showed from Shemayim, they showed the Abder Rav, the generation that before Mashiach, when Mashiach's coming, Shekulam Chayv Shem Igbolus Levanis, that they're all wearing dumb-looking hats, like of low people, that silly-looking hats. V'omar Rav Hakadosh Me'Abder, Shedoyer Shemashiach Yedosh Shafel Ma'oid. I'm just reading to you that the Abder Rav said that the generation before Mashiach comes is going to be very low. B'loshon Kotcha Gar Anidrik Dar. Oh, very, very low, a low generation. V'chazah 10 times to say gar, very low. B'chol pam it says he was bending down and he made his hand lower. Hinmich yado akadosha yosef yosef lamata ad shebepam asiris higiya somach lekarka. That by the 10th time that he said gar, by that time he came right before the ground, the Abder Rav. That's what it's going to be like before Mashiach. V'omar Rav Hakadosh Me'Abder, shekisheroz doyrus Mashiach kimach es choyk over alponav. That there was almost like a little bit of a smile that came on his face. Shelein yovam Mashiach v'lo aleinu. Abder Rav said, and they're going to be the ones that are going to have Mashiach, not us. That's what Abder Rav said. That generation, low, 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 10 times, They're going to be the ones that are going to have Mashiach, not us. Are going to be Zayich, not us. That's what the Abdur Rav said. This was heard from the Shin of her Rav, in the name of the Abdur Rav. He said in another place, the Klausberger, in one of the Shalshita stories, he said that he was certain that after the Melchama, he was 100% certain that he would never ever hear a Jew say something bad about another Jew. And he said the first time that he heard it, he heard something bad, and there was something in the newspaper. He couldn't believe it that after all that we've gone through, that there would still be Jews that would say bad things about Jews. There was a Rebbe, a big tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael. He was in Tel Aviv, and I think in Bnei Brak, the Machnevke. Big tzaddik. The one who survived the Milchama, who went through the Milchama. Tzaddik Yisrael, the Yisrael. And this tzaddik, the Machnevke, when he came after the Milchama, and he opened the Bismedrash, I think in Tel Aviv, And he put his shtender. He put his shtender and he turned his shtender around and he was facing the oilam by davening. You know the story. You know, by the chassidim, the rebbes don't face the oilam. They face the Rabbeinu Shlalom. They face Mizrach, Yerushalayim. They don't face the oilam. They face Mizrach the same way as everybody else. And the chassidim, that were there, they were very surprised. The Machnevke turned it around and it was davening by facing the oil. So then after davening, they thought it was strange and they turned the stand and they put it back the right way, they put it by the wall. The next davening he comes to Machnevke and he goes, he moves the stand around and he sits on the other side. And he davenes facing the oil, which is a no-no by the Chassid, to face the oil. What are you looking at people for? So finally, this happened a few times, and they asked the Rebbe, we know it's not the Messiah in your family to daven like that. Why are you davening like that? So the Rebbe said, I know it's not the Messiah, but what could I do? He said, what I saw over these past few years, I'd never thought I would see another Jew again in my life, and I can't take my eyes off of them. I can't take my eyes off of the Jews. I can't stop looking at them. I have such nachas to see Jews. This is the way that tzaddikei am is. Not to be able to take your eyes off another Jew. To be Mlamas Chus on Jews. Not to say bad about any Jew. Oid Yeforshu Apsukim Al Pianah. And we could say more. Vini Bezman Shi Yisrael Oysim Etzan Shem Mokim Hem Uchunim Bebechines Yoyim. We know that when we're behaving in the right way, then we're called Yoyim. Like the day that's shining and lit. And when we're not oisim mitzvah shel mokum, then we're compared to the night. Rashi says that Kumish. That when we're called yomim, it means when we're doing the mitzvah shel mokum, like the day. It's nice. And when we're called laila, it means we're not behaving. Fine. We find a number of psukim of the Rishonim compared to darkness to the night. The fool walks in darkness. Rishonim so on there many psukim. Al ze omer Yaakov. And in our parasha, Yaakov says, when he was looking at the end of time. So Yaakovina says, Hey Osvu Vagidulachem as a Shayikras. Gather together and I will tell you what's going to happen to you. Vagalulachem Mosai Hakes. I'm going to reveal to you when it will be the end. Shazayya Ba'akhbisayam. Yaakovinu saw that it's going to be Ba'akhbisayam. Says in Pasuk. Ba'achris ha'yomim. Achris ha'yomim means what? Hainu, she shekvar lo yiyu b'nei yisro b'madreg yis yomim. Achris ha'yomim, it's going to mean The Jews are not going to be anymore in a Madrega. It's going to be after the Yomim. We're not going to be anymore in a Madrega of day. They're not going to be Jews in the world anymore that are really on that Madrega of Oysim and Sashim Mokim that it could be called Yoim. When we shone Lashonah from 1 year to the next, Yerdu Yoisev and Yoisev and Madregosim, they're going to get lower and lower. Atshekvar Yechozu, the Bechinis Achris Yom, Jews are going to be like Achris Yom. Layiro Behem Shum Nakudas Toivis. And they're going to be Jews that you're not going to see, it's going to be hard to see anything good in them. Omnom Lu'umas Kol Ha'omer. Mi'idach Gisa Nika B'dor Hazem Alosu Mishvachim Shobne Yisrael Yoisim Mishar Adayis. With all of that, the Rebbe says that if you look at our generation, he says, is higher than any other generation. Ubavadei shumi plos tmim deim. Mashiroim hayoyim is ribui habalitshuva. He said, it's a wonder from Hashem that we see in our days, look inside, that we see in our days so many balitshuva. Shabbat Yisrael, yesh hayim alofim rabim shal balitshuva, yirei mushleim, thousands and thousands of balitshuva. With all of the darkness, and they grew up with all the kelim, with the television, all the other things, and the movies that were trying to teach them and that they should be a darish al shmad of giving up everything in Yiddishkeit. Despite all of that, these Jews have left the tumas and the taivas. They go to learn day and night in yeshiva. Who can measure the greatness of a Jew that lived in a kibbutz? In a fry kibbutz, not from. And everything was mutter to him. Everything was mutter to eat. And it was living a life of hefkeris and preaches. And then he picks up and leaves everything. For to go live with other Jews that shemitah mitzvahs. Even here in America, the matzav of Yiddishkeit is much better than it was 50 years earlier. This is in Tav Shem Aleph. He said this in 1981. It's much better than 50 years before. Of course, it's not everybody. Any Jew nowadays who on his own is Mesoira and comes out and tries to show that he's Jewish and to be more of a Jew, he's a Chiddush Nifla. It's a Gewaldige Chiddush. Sorry. It's a Chiddush Nifla. V'ev shalahoven, eich bedor oni v'ev yon kezeh. We can't, it's impossible to understand. How could it be in such an impoverished generation? Sheesh boy hester upon him gomel kolkach. After all that we went through, and the big hester upon him. Vein lono tzaddikim sheyachaz v'sador lemutav k'moy shivar v'yim yomarch. We don't have tzaddikim that can bring back the generation like these tzaddikim. Shoy lo nishal on a mumu. We have nothing after the milchama. Paninu liyamin. We turn to the right. Vein oiz. No one. There's no one to help us. L'smol. Vein samach. There's no one to lift us up. And the whole world is just taivis and money. We don't have anybody to go learn the true Dvar Hashem from anymore. And despite that, Jews who are totally far away from Yiddishkeit, the Nekudas HaYahadus it somehow comes out. Can we even try to comprehend the great nisayon of this Jew who has made a decision on his own? He doesn't want to live anymore like a guy. It's better to be a Jew. And he goes away from the guy. He returns to his people. Or a Jew that says, I've had it with America, and he runs to Israel to be among Jews. Can we even comprehend the greatness of such a Jew? He didn't say that a Jew that becomes a closer Berger Chassid, you follow? Can we be Masa, the godless of such a Jew? Shu Shokel B'Maisav Keneged Shishim Riboy. that one Jew like this is equal to Shishim Riboy of the rest of us. That's what he's saying. Bismaneni Roima Shemikam Chisrael Goyachet Barat. Haino Afil Kashem Mebchinis Goy. That we see that we're living in such a time that even a Jew who acts like a Goy, V'oise Masa Goy, and he behaves like Goy. They act like goyim. That they come back to Eretz Yisrael, they want to be bali tshuva. On the other hand, the Rebbe says, look at the goyim in their tumah, in their achzarius, in all of their tumah and all of their cruelty. Nasim grum yosef yosef. They're getting worse and worse. You can't even find one in a million that keeps the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. Just to put on a show. And all they want is to just stuff themselves by their holidays. They're giving thanks to God. Things like this. It's a Bnei Yisrael HaKadoshim Rahim Shem Kol Shiflus Ador. By Jews we see that despite the fact that the generation is so low, there's so many that they're Moshe Nefesh for their Yiddishkeit and for their beliefs. Yehudim in Medina's Russia. Look, they're Jews that came from Russia. Oizim Achareim is called Besim. They leave their homes. Rechushim and all that they have. Kedei Lizgar Ben Yud, because they can't stand anywhere. They want to live with Jews. We don't see this by any other people, by Goyim. You had Elish from Akarim in Germany, that some German that lives someplace in a nice country, or Poland, some Polish guy that lives someplace where it's nice, and is going to be Rush, Berusia, Pzuma, Pnekola, Medina, Shem Maitzim, is Makarim, Sham Vieshlam, Sham Manoyach. Oh my God, they stay put wherever they are, and they settle in, and they stop, and they live over there. Venom, Chapsim, Lachsim, Makarim, they're not chalishing to go back to Poland. They're not trying to go back to Germany. Only Jews, wherever they live, they're not at home. They're not comfortable. They can't find themselves wherever they live. Because that pintle yid, that yid inside is mesayre. To want, even though they're not religious, they want to be with other Jews. With mesirus nefesh, boim logor ben anoshim Yisrael, and with tremendous mesirus nefesh, they go live among other Jews. Afshel davenenu ein lano sakayach v'adaser v'li eich ladabrim yehudim yikarim elu. Even though the Rebbe says, unfortunately, we don't all have the wisdom to know how to speak im yehudim yikarim elu with these precious Jews. We don't know how to speak to them. We don't know how to be makar of them. Im yehudim yikarim elu. We don't know the proper way to give them hadrocha or the carve from the Torah Hashem to be makar of them to Torah. And there are hardly any people that are even trying to sit and to learn with them, to teach them the right way. But certainly we're not allowed, Chas V'Shalom, to say bad things, to pour upon them fire, Eish V'Gafris and sulfur, to pour upon them negative things, to say bad things about them. And to push them away, to say bad things about these Jews, and to push them away. The Novi Yecheskel already said, "Hoy Roye Yisrael, Asher Hoy Yroyim Oysam Haleat Soin Yiru Haroyim." The Novi Yecheskel says, "Oy, what's going to be with the shepherds, the leaders of the Jewish people? Asher Hoy Yroyim Oysam." Who are the ones that are supposed to be watching over us? The sheep are the ones who are watching over the leaders, over the shepherds. You eat the fat of the animals, you use the wool of the animals, you enjoy and you have all the, but you don't watch over them, you don't take care of them. The kchushas, the skinny ones, they ain't cut, they don't have any strength. Loi chazak them, you didn't strengthen them. Vesachayla loi refasim, you didn't bring a cure to those who are sick. Ulan is bearish loi chavah, and the ones who are broken, you didn't bandage their wounds. He's talking to the leaders of the Jewish people. Vesni yidachas loi yeshavtem, and the one who was pushed away, you didn't try to bring them back. And the one who was lost, did you seek out the Jews who were lost? Just the opposite. You took advantage and you put them to work. And they're spread out and dispersed without a shepherd, without a leader. And they're open game to be eaten, to be torn apart by all of the animals of the field, meaning by whatever's out there in the world. Nevuah Noiro'ozu, this horrible Nevuah of Yechezkel. Shayeches L'Doireinu Ad Mo'oid. It's very, very shayach to our generation. Shenish'oru Be'b'chinesh Shtei Kiroyim Obdal Oizen Vei Mishi Yerachim V'yabdel Lot. Another expression for saying, without any support, totally lost. Vei Mishi Yerachim V'yabit Al Neshomas Nidochas. And there's no one that even pays any attention to these lost Neshomas L'Hadrichim Der Hashem. It's not that there's nobody, but I mean, now it's gotten, Baruch Hashem, people are trying a lot more. And with all of the years that pass, we see more and more of this Nevuah is Miskayim. You don't have, I'll just read you one more sentence, but you don't have. Nevertheless, Hashem will not abandon His people. The Yechidei Skula Yesh, they're still individuals. That are trying to help these Jews that are lost. To help them come back. To try to be ma'ira within them this nakuda of Yiddishkeit, and they see success. And many Jews are coming back to Hashem and to His Torah. So please be ma'ir me for the interruption of what we were learning, but I felt that I didn't have the koyach not to give this over to you, to share this with you, just an example, a taste of what these tzaddikim of the love of Jews was mamish, was cooking inside of them. They were bleeding the blood of Am Yisrael. Not to say bad about Jews, to find everything possible to try to mechazek, to melam eschus, and be done like kav schus, and not be done kav chayfa. And even though you have to be careful, but only to help and to teach and to melam eschus. This was the way of the tzaddikah ends. So Hashem Yisbarach should help us, that He should send us true tzaddikim more. There are, but to send us more true tzaddikim like this. And if there would be more and more tzaddikim like this, and if we ourselves would become tzaddikim like this, then there's no question that the whole tzur of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael would be different. There's no question that Rabbi Shlomo will finally have Rachmanis, and it'll be Makabes Nidchei Yisrael with the Gula Shavah Amitis, and maybe Amen Amen.